Masechet Mo'ed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Melacha, as we said in the introduction, is prohibited on Chol HaMo'ed, all types of work, but work that is for a Davar Ha'aved, to prevent damage or to prevent loss, is permitted, but only when there's no Tidha Yetera, only in a situation where there's no excessive effort in order to get it done. If there is excessive effort, it's prohibited even to prevent a loss. Mishnah will talk about how the melacha of watering a field on Chol HaMo'ed plays out. It also is going to mention the Shemitah year when certain field-related actions are also prohibited. Mishnah says, Mashkin bet ha-shelachin ba-mo'ed u-ba-shevi'id. A person is allowed to water a field that requires constant irrigation on both Chol HaMo'ed and on the Shemitah year. Even though watering a field is usually prohibited on Chol HaMo'ed, a person is allowed to water a field that needs constant irrigation. If he doesn't do so, his field may be harmed in a way that would be permanent, so therefore he's allowed to water it. Ben mi ma'ayan she'atza batehila, ben mi ma'ayan she'lo yatza batehila. He's allowed to take water and water it for this purpose, even if it's a new spring, which just came out recently, or even from an old spring which did not emerge recently, even though the sides of the new spring are weak, he's allowed to use the water from that spring in order to water his field. A person may think that if it's a new spring, the walls may collapse and then he's going to have to go put great effort into repairing them, but we're not nervous about that. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about situations in which watering this type of field is still forbidden on Chol HaMo'ed, even though a person really needs to water in order to prevent the loss. Mishnah says, "Aval en mashkin lo mimei hageshamim velo mimei hakilon." Person is not allowed to water this type of field which needs the water, not from water that comes from a pool of rainwater, where a person is going to take his foot, make a groove in the ground, and then have the water go directly towards that type of field. Even though there's no great effort over here, it's not allowed. And also not from mekilon. Mekilon is water that's drawn from a well with a bucket, which does actually take great effort. The rabbis connected the two of these. They said if taking water from a well is forbidden because of tirha yetera, because of the amount of effort that's needed, the rabbis also wanted to prohibit taking water from a pool of rainwater where there's not too much effort involved, because if people would think that one of these were permitted, the taking from the rainwater, they may think that taking from a well is allowed as well. Another type of situation where melacha is prohibited on Chol HaMo'ed, even to prevent a loss. Ve'en osin ugiyot la'gefanim. A person is not allowed to make holes or ditches around the roots of grapevines in order to collect rainwater. That also entails tidha yetera, great effort, and therefore it is prohibited on Chol HaMo'ed. All of these few activities we just mentioned are prohibited only on Chol HaMo'ed, but the inference is they would be allowed on the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year, there's no prohibition of exerting great effort of tidha yetera, especially because of davar ha'aved. We want to make sure the person sustains his field. You know, we don't want him to have to go through Shemitah year and have it destroyed. There's no prohibition of him doing all of this on the Shemitah year. Masechet Mo'ed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah here will continue to talk about things that are not allowed to be done on Chol HaMo'ed, even to prevent a financial loss. So they would be allowed, maybe because of davar ha'aved, but since there's tidha yetera, since there's great exertion being involved here as well, it is not allowed. Machloket over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer, en osin et ha'ama b'techila b'moed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you're not allowed to make a new irrigation canal, which was a ditch that would direct the water from one field to another during Chol HaMo'ed. There's tidha yetera, there's great effort in getting it done. Uba shevi'it, also not allowed to do it in the shevi'it. During the shevi'it, digging that would look like it's trying to help the plants grow is not allowed as well. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, during the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to dig a canal. It looks like you're doing some sort of melacha that is helping the plant growth. But Hachamim disagree. Hachamim omrim, osin ta'ama b'tehila b'shevi'it. Hachamim say, no, you're allowed to dig a new irrigation canal during the Shemitah year. They're not nervous for that reason. Doesn't appear like a person is helping plant growth. When a person digs a canal, he's taking soil and he's throwing it to the side to make room for the canal. When a person is digging to help help the plants grow, he would turn over the soil in its place, not throw it somewhere else, so therefore they allow it. Umtakinin itamekul kalot ba'moed, and Chol HaMoed also allowed to repair damaged canals. Hachamim say though, but you're not allowed to dig new ones. They think that there is a problem with digging new ones because of the tirha yetera involved. Another category of allowed work on Chol HaMoed, the Surchei Rabim, public needs. The Mishnah will give examples of what's allowed. Umtakinit et kilkulea mayim shibishut harabim. A person is allowed to fix the damaged water tanks that are under the ground, that are in the Rishut HaRabim. These water tanks, they sometimes get cracked, they get dirty, and they'll prevent people from drinking from the public water supply, so you're allowed to fix that on the Chol HaMoed. Hotetin otan, you're allowed to clear them out by removing the pebbles and anything else that may have fallen inside. Umtakinin et haderachim et harehavot, you're allowed to repair the wide roads and the narrow streets. Ve'et mikvot hamayim and the mikvaot. Ve'osin kol sorchei harabim, and you're allowed to do all public needs on the Chol HaMoed. The reason over here is that the rabbis allowed all this for the public needs is because this is the one time that people are not focused on themselves. They're not allowed to do their own work. So if they don't take care of these public needs right now, when the holiday's over, when Chol HaMoed is finished and Yom Tov is over, people go back to their own personal needs, and then the public needs are going to continue to be neglected. So therefore, the rabbis allowed this type of melacha in order to make sure that these things get done, and you're allowed to work here if it's for the public need, even if it requires great effort. There is a excuse for it in this unique circumstance. Another type of category that's not allowed to be done on Yom Tov is work that you're scheduling out on purpose for Chol HaMoed. All of that would not be allowed. It's considered to be a zilzul, a denigration of the day. Mishnayot will elaborate on it more as we continue in the Masechet, but here the Mishnah lists two exceptions to that halacha. Umsayinin et hakevarot. Number one, you're allowed to mark graves on Chol HaMoed to tell people who are passing by that there are graves near them. It's allowed over here. There's not a tirha yetera, and also is needed for the public. You need to tell people who want to remain tahor, they want to eat teruma and other things, that they should stay away from these sections. V'yotzin afa kilayim, and people who are agents of the Bet Din of the court are allowed to go out and inspect fields for kilayim, forbidden mixtures on Chol HaMoed, and they're allowed to uproot it if they find it. The reason for this is the Bet Din and the courts of the Jewish people who were dealing with the money of the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash, which was the people's money. They wanted to have this done, and people were not really working on Chol HaMoed, so therefore they weren't busy, and they were prepared to take a low wage. So therefore, on Chol HaMoed, they were allowed to do this. The Bet Din decided that it was going to be allowed to schedule on Chol HaMoed, that you'd have agents of the Bet Din who were paid from the public because it was going to be cheaper.